Track 2, The Long-Term Effects of Terrorism on Children. On the last track, we discussed the impact of September 11, 2001, on children and a technique for reducing post-traumatic stress as a result of media exposure. On this track, we will discuss four aspects of the long-term effects of terrorism on children. The four aspects we will discuss are the effects on preschool children, on middle school and high school students, on elementary students, and on middle school students in communities distant from the terrorist event. Until the destruction of the World Trade Center, the April 19, 1995 bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City was the largest act of terrorism on American soil. This event brought about one of the first investigations of how terrorism affects children who live in a country relatively free from large-scale acts of violence. Not only many children directly impacted by the bombing, but the extensive media coverage given this unprecedented event exposed the nation to continuous imagery of the aftermath. Because an extensive mental health response was involved in the immediate response to the Oklahoma City bombing, mental health professionals were able to closely observe children affected by the terrorist event. And from the data collected, contribute one of the most useful sources of information available regarding the long-term effects of terrorism on children. The first aspect of the long-term effects of terrorism on children is the effects on preschool children. As you know, the preschool children in the YMCA daycare next to the federal building were directly affected by the bombing. Although none of these children were critically injured, most sustained multiple cuts and bruises from falling debris. 6 months after the bombing, Gerwich and his colleagues evaluated these children for symptoms of post-traumatic stress. The evaluations found that even infants and very young toddlers displayed many PTS symptoms. Extensive post-traumatic play and peer discussion about the events occurred. Across the age range, researchers noted hyperarousal and increased startle responses. Additionally, disturbances in functioning such as sleep problems, increased irritability, and regressive behaviors such as a return to a pacifier or bottle were observed. Rather than avoiding activities or people that reminded them of the bomb, infants and preschoolers welcomed opportunities to interact with staff and first responders, as well as chances to play games reminiscent of the bombing. However, researchers noted that restricted range of effect and a sense of foreshortened future, both common symptoms of PTS, were relatively absent from the young children. In a connected study, Gerwich and his colleagues interviewed the parents of these same children. The researchers observed that although the parents were aware of the symptoms of PTS, they tended to underreport the symptoms in their children. The second aspect of long-term effects of terrorism on children is the effects on middle school and high school students. The students observed were students in Oklahoma City, many of whom directly felt the effects of the explosion. A large number of these children knew someone killed or injured in the blast. 7 weeks after the bombing, researchers observed that 62.8% of these children had still significant concerns about their safety or the safety of their families. Close to 15% of the middle and high school students observed reported not feeling safe at all. As expected, when bereaved and non-bereaved children in this group were compared, those who had suffered a loss were far more likely to still feel concerns for their safety. Symptoms of post-traumatic stress were most frequently reported by girls than boys, and more frequently reported by children who had suffered a personal loss. An unexpected finding was that the greatest number of PTS symptoms were observed in children who had a sibling injured or killed. Children who had a sibling injured or killed reported even more symptoms of PTS than those who had a parent injured or killed. In addition to the effects on preschoolers and middle school or high school students, a third aspect of the long-term effects of terrorism on children is the effects on elementary school children. Researchers found that 8 to 10 months after the bombing of the federal building, nearly 5% of the elementary school children in the Oklahoma City public school system reported symptoms of post-traumatic stress. Nearly one-third of the children still felt significant concern for the safety of their family members, and one-fifth had difficulty calming down after a reminder about the bombings. Another significant finding by researchers was that 2/3 of the children reported distressing feelings towards the perpetrators of the attacks, especially as the media coverage of the events turned to criminal trials. A fourth aspect regarding the long-term effects of terrorism on children concerns middle school children living in a community about 100 miles from Oklahoma City. These children had no direct physical or interpersonal exposure to the bombing. In these children, media exposure and indirect interpersonal exposure were significant predictors of post-traumatic stress symptomatology. Even 2 years after the bombing, 20% of the children surveyed reported symptoms related to the bombing that impaired their functioning at home or at school. Think of a child you are currently treating for symptoms of post-traumatic stress as a result of indirect exposure to a terrorist-related incident. How is his or her experience similar to that of the middle school children who lived 100 miles away from the Oklahoma City bombings? On this track, we've discussed four aspects of the long-term effects of terrorism on children. The four aspects we discussed were the effects on preschool children, on middle school and high school students, on elementary school students, and on middle school students in communities distant from the terrorist event. On the next track, we will discuss five questions children frequently ask about safety and security. These five questions are: Will bombs fall on my house? Who will take care of me if my parents get killed? Why don't I feel safe? Will terrorists hurt me? And do adults worry about war too? Question 2. What two symptoms of post-traumatic stress were absent in infants and preschoolers affected by the Oklahoma City bombing?